Starchecks.com.
A little more in love with Olivia Newton-John on WBZ Radio 1030. Good morning. It's about, what is it, 5:38 in the morning? 5:38. The moon is completely gone. We are going into the phase of called the new moon. We won't see anything for a few days, and then eventually, I guess we're going to start seeing it in the evening, just a little sliver. Like that. All right? I got that down. First night, the outline for first night, everything that's going on is going to be in the calendar magazine today on the Globe. But a little bit of everything for everyone all over the city and all around the area. Music, singing, dancing, movies, poetry, art exhibits. More music under Boston, figuring going to be doing a massive late-night commuting. And they're going to try to entertain some of the people that are using public transportation, which would be a great way to get into the city to see what's going on. And not just in Boston, but there's things like Cambridge and things like that. So, and they start, they're going to start actually in the afternoon on Sunday. At 1:30, different areas. Of course, there's also bowl games to compete with that, but you don't have to be there for everything. But it goes right on through the evening, up through and including fireworks display, which should be over at about 11:15 on New Year's Eve night there at City Hall Plaza. And then things going on after that. There's a gospel concert. There's a live telecast of Boston Pops concert. And Maestro Fiedler came out of the hospital yesterday and wants to get back there and pick up the baton. However, the doctors say forget it, at least for a while. He says he's going to retire, eventually. and also there's a film presentation called Boston Mass Retro at the Exeter Street Theater. That'll be at 11 o'clock on New Year's Eve. So, a lot of things planned for you. Or you can do what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to bed at 8:30 and be here at 4:30 in the morning. So New Year's Day will just sort of suddenly appear to me. Ready to take a chance again? I certainly hope so. This is Barry Manilow on WBZ Radio 1030.
You remind me.
Ready to take a chance with Barry Manilow on WBZ Radio 1030. 5:42 in the morning on the Carl DeSouth Show with Frank Kingston Smith. Good morning. Tuesday, December 28th. Looks like a decent day today. 22 degrees right now. Maybe make it up to about or slightly below freezing. The Celtics and Bruins both won. If you're just waking up, that should be some kind of good news to you. Interesting story here about John McLaughlin and his wife Yvonne, who say they haven't had a good night's sleep in 3 months. They moved into an apartment in Back Bay, and turns out their neighbors are members of the Hare Krishna sect, and they've been chanting and beating the drums at night. And they say they've been, I forget what the term is, denied quiet enjoyment of the premises, or whatever the legal term is. And so they want the Hare Krishnas at least to hold it down a little bit so they can get some shut-eye. Now this, I will tell you a true story about beating a drum and singing and like that. That is how they tell time in the jungle. Did you know that? They beat the drum and they sing, and that's how they tell time. What they do is they build a fire. And then about 50 people all get around and they start to beat the drum. And it gets louder and louder, and they sing and they chant and they beat the drum louder and louder until finally this voice can be heard. Hey, you want to hold it down? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the way they tell time in the jungle. Have you ever heard of a doctor making a house call at this hour of the morning? It's 5:46, Dr. Hook. I don't know what happened to the medicine show, the rest of the group, but sharing the night together, or the morning together. 14 before 6, 22 degrees currently. WBZ Radio 1030 for Carl DeSouza, Frank Kingston Smith. I got a hot tip yesterday, or a couple of days ago, that I passed along to you yesterday. I said, among other things, that I'd heard a rumor about the Hershey-friendly thing. Now, you've heard that story. I won't go through it again. My hot tip yesterday apparently generated some phone calls, and it is a reference to Texas Instruments and Tandy, who owns Radio Shack. We got a call yesterday from Max Post, who is the financial relations manager for Texas Instruments in Dallas, Texas, and he says, quote, Texas Instruments is not currently investigating or actively acquiring Tandy Corporation. So that is so much for my hot tip. Mm-hmm. certainly is a quick way to get questions answered, isn't it? Say something on the radio. What do you find out in a hurry? By a telegram. Simon and Garfunkel on WBZ Radio 1030. Bruce Bradley one time put forth the question, what would somebody's name have to be to change it to Garfunkel? I wondered that myself. It's 5:51 in the morning, and it's nice. It's just about as nice as it could be, except a little blowy out there. It's windy. 22 degrees isn't bad, but with this wind, it gets down to, I don't know what wind chill is this morning, probably around zero. And it feels like every bit of that. I've been just getting myself organized here for the morning, and I see that the afternoon team yesterday proved that what the morning team did on Tuesday was not a fluke. We got all four right on Tuesday, three out of four yesterday, and we looked like we were going to be in great shape against the afternoon team, who got one out of four on Tuesday, and yesterday they went 4 for 4. So we're leading them by the slim margin of 2 points. And here I thought we were going, you know, fat, dumb, and happy. I figured this was going to be a runaway week, four-day week, four, you know, four sets of questions, and it turns out that it's turning into a real horse race after all. So the guys from Automatic Radio will be on the line with us just before 8 o'clock this morning. And right, I haven't peeked at the questions yet, but I just know that you're probably going to know at least some of the answers, and I can see you sitting in front of the radio shouting it at the speaker at this very moment, or at least getting ready to. So, see, what the heck, maybe you got a team you'd like to put together and go on the radio. Might well work. I don't want to get a little spate of songs here from 1968. And one of the first times you may have ever heard Jose Feliciano. Come on, baby. Light my fire. Everybody light my fire. It's Jose Feliciano on WBZ Radio 1030, 5:55 in the morning. If you've got to be out to catch a train at, 6:44, whatever time the thing leaves Billerica, maybe you'd best hit the deck and at least plan on glomming down something before you go, something in the way of breakfast. If you always wanted to know somebody that won a lot of money, so have I. I've never known anybody that's won outside of, you know, maybe lucking out at the tables in Las Vegas for a few bucks. But a great, huge, gigunda sum of money. Never. Never. Well, I'm struck out again. I do not know. Arnold and Stella, I'm going to ruin their name. Bonfiglio of East Mountain Avenue in Revere. Well, Ellen, last night, won $1 million. Won the $1 million lottery. She is the state's, or the Commonwealth's, 58th $1 million winner. I have no idea what kind of a feeling it must be to have your name drawn or your ticket drawn or whatever they do when they draw for that big money lottery. Do you think your heart could take it? I would probably just pass out, to use a Thurberism, turn into a blob of glup. But Ellen, or rather Stella, Arnold Bonfiglio of Revere, $1 million. What are they going to do with it? I don't know. They probably can't, as much as I can't even imagine what $1 million looks like. I think I'd get it all in ones, in old ones, and put it into a room and then roll around in it for a while to sort of savor it that way and then worry about spending it later. I write that idea down, send it over to them. Maybe they'd like it. Oh, I got a whole lot of love. Well, that's Nicolette, I'll get it out. Nicolette Larson, there. Who's no relation to Ted Larson, although he would probably enjoy that a lot. It's about 5:59 in the morning, 22 degrees, dry roads, supposed to be a decent day ahead. Don Kent likes to keep the weather secret, that is, keep it to himself until he springs it upon the world. He won't share it with me at all. He guards it with his life until he said it. Then he'll let the rest of the world know. So you and I are all going to find out together, but I understand from a rumor, just a rumor, that it's supposed to be pretty decent today, so I guess we shall see. In the spirit of New England, WBZ Boston, Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting, it's 6 o'clock. Good morning, Gary LaPierre.
Good morning. 21 degrees in Boston. The outlook for the day, I have the official word in here, sunny and cold and windy. And the temperature is not going to go any higher than the freezing mark. I'm Gary LaPierre reporting the 6 o'clock WBZ News in the headlines this morning.
Airchecks.com.